This morning in our class, we're going to Psalm 87, and I'm going to import Psalm 87 with this lesson about our 50th anniversary of the Training School for Better Service today. And that's the significance of Psalm 87. Will tell us about some of that kind of thing. It's a brief psalm, but it does talk about wonderful things of God's will and God's way for our lives. And thank you for being here and for beginning this with us. What I wanted to do this morning was go back in this regard and explain a few things that you already have heard about, but at the same time, I want us to be a part of the 50th anniversary celebration time. And we implemented this, we go back to our notes in 1970. Miss Jane's dad, William H. Hull, he was an evangelist over in Jonesboro, Arkansas. And he passed away 9 years later in 1979. And I was a son-in-law, of course, married to Miss Jane. And I was an evangelist in Ruleville, Mississippi, down in the Delta. And we got together to plan a school that would be conducted within the local congregation's Bible school program. And it would be a department specializing in training teachers and preachers. And later, we had to do the personal work phase added, and then the specialty phase added for the studies of topics. And then leadership came along, and troubled souls came along, and we ended up with 9 phases of study that we had available to people, and we advertised that to people, and you can be amazed at how many people came our way. We had people as old as 78 years of age to come and be with us. We had people as young as 10 years of age to come and be with us. We did these programs on Saturday night, and we did them for all those years of time. We just had a lot of good times with that. And no telling who would show up on those Saturday nights, and we did them. And we helped them out in that regard, and we put them in this classroom and that classroom. The baseball classrooms at the beginning during this period of time were set around the auditorium. It was Payton building design, and they had those classrooms set around the building. They were each one about 15 by 20, maybe 15 by 15 size. And they were just perfect for having somebody to go in that classroom and work with something that would be on the board for their particular need. And if it were a need in regard to preaching, then they would, they would find that and have that available. And if it's teaching, they would have that. Sometimes, if they were in a leadership situation, they'd study that. Personal work, they'd study that. And especially the phase of topic. We've had as many people to come to the topic thing. There are times in the church where a lot of study was done on the Holy Spirit, for example. Well, that'd be a topic that people would want to consider in regard to whether they were teachers or preachers or personal workers. They'd want to study the Holy Spirit. Some people would talk about the women's role in the church, and they want to study that particular topic. And as a result, we've specialized that into a special area. And we've had, I'm satisfied, we've had 1,000 people to come and be a part of that kind of study. One of the great stories that I have of a lady who passed away just a few months ago, and she was a wonderful sister in Christ and a wonderful helper to the school as time went along. She came one particular night, and she said, "I want to study about Holy Spirit baptism and water baptism. I never quite understood the difference between Holy Spirit baptism and water baptism." She said, "I'd like to consider that." I said, "Well, we have a videotape of Basil Overton on that very subject. And it happens to be upstairs in the education building, and Miss Dot Watson Hardy, she was willing to go upstairs and sit down on the couch there and watch that particular video. And I didn't have other places to be, so I went up and watched with her. And we started that video up of Basil Overton, who was editor of the Word Evangelist publication out of Florence, Alabama, for years on end. You may have seen that paperback type of magazine fixed into a newspaper format. He had an old newspaper background and everything. And he did that wonderful time. One of his fellow students that he had working with him was Dennis Doughty. Dennis Doughty worked for 8 to 15 years with him in that regard. They'd go down to a place where they'd fixed it up, set it up and everything, and they would study it out, everything, put it up in design, and print it out, and then mail all over the world. Would be mailing the Word Evangelist publication. By the way, last week they announced that Dennis Doughty would become the new editor for the Magnolia Messenger in full, and so that's a good sign, good way. He worked with that a great deal with Brother Bass Loverton. Brother Overton started out talking about water baptism and the need to obey the gospel, and how that Peter said on the day of Pentecost to the people, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." He noted that was an obedient command to be obeyed. Then he noted in regard to the Holy Spirit baptism that it was a promise Jesus had made to the disciples in John chapter 16, "Howbeit the Holy Spirit, when he is come, will guide you into all truth." It was a promise that Jesus made in regard for them to receive the Holy Spirit and be guided into the power to do miracles, miraculous teaching that they were doing. At that point in time, before anything else was going on in that particular video, Brother Bass Loverton, Sister Dot turned to me and said, "I got it now. I understand." It was that quick sometimes for people to get into a study, a specialty study, and benefit from what God's Word says about the subject. And so whether it was a discipline of children, or whether it was something else on the topic of Holy Spirit, or something else like Holy Spirit baptism and baptism in water, one was a command to be obeyed. The other was a promise to be received and used. And when they'd used that, they had wonderful power. On the day of Pentecost, they could speak in languages they had never studied. And those people said, "How do we understand in our tongues the wonderful works of God?" They understood what was being said by the apostles at that time. But nevertheless, that's the idea. The design of the school was the training of teachers and preachers to serve in full-time work or by appointment, and was for young and older men. Ladies were to be trained in the facet of Bible class instruction later on, because they came to Brother Hull and just insisted that he have a part of the school program for teachers. And that's what he said to me. "We need to add this to the school. We need to add the teacher phase." And I called them phases because they were part of a study. Whether you were in preaching or not, you could study teaching. And Larry Stevenson and his good wife, they were brand new in marriage at the time, and they are faithful members of the church and teachers of the congregation at Lambert. And they were the people we were in touch with about what was going on there where that storm went through back a few weeks ago. And Larry and his wife came to be studied in teaching. They wanted to study the techniques in teaching. And so along with that, they came to be a part of it and were a big part of it, and big, big helpers in regard to the school going on. That's the idea that we have in mind. These eight phases that we have expanding our preacher phase, teacher phase, the personal work phase, meets the needs of males and females desiring to teach their friends in a home, cottage, one by one, or in-depth fashion. Courses range from the survey of the Bible, Bible chart writing, correspondence course writing, to conversation techniques to keep the study going. And the student writes his own congregational program and sets up charts for taking the use at home in these particular faiths. We still operate with that, but we operate by way of this on the internet now. And so as a result, we don't have as many that we know. We know we have hundreds going to various pages of this. They tell us in Florida on the website that we have a student that comes there, generally speaking. We have students that come and stay 18 minutes and turn just 4 pages of our website. And they said that what that tells us that they're studying something. They're copying and pasting that particular matter to another publication, perhaps word study, the publication. And as a result of that, they read it and read it again and study it again and become proficient at using that material. And but you have people that come and they stay an average of 18 minutes, and there are 500 of them every month that come that way. They send us reports in about people who come, and one thing and another about that. We're delighted to still have that going on. I had a debate with these guys down in Florida. Plan of salvation. They said, "What's your plan of salvation?" I said, "It's not my plan of salvation." And they said, "Well, how do you describe it?" And I said, "I describe it as the Lord's plan of salvation." And the Lord's plan of salvation reads the following way, like to the Jews on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins." Is that not the thing that they needed to do? "As many as received his word were baptized." Now, they added unto them that day about 3,000 souls. It seems to be clear that that's what they were to do. And in regard to the Jews, that's on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. In regard to the Gentiles in Acts chapter 10, Cornelius is commanded to be baptized in water. And Peter says to the others standing with him, "Can any man forbid water? These should not be baptized to receive the Spirit the same as we in the beginning." The Holy Spirit came upon them not to save them from sin, but to show a sign to Simon Peter that he was to tell him all of the gospel message of salvation. And so Simon Peter told him all and said, "Can any man forbid water?" And they took him to be baptized into Christ, he and all of his. That's the idea of their personal work stuff and all the names of it. And the teacher stuff, they did a good job with it and still are doing a good job with it over there at the Congregation Lambert. The Congregation Lambert is up to 100 folks in its membership over there now, lots of people involved. And along with the help that we can render to them a little bit, we helped a little bit more in regard to that. These overall studies are the things that we did. All right. I want to note to you the following. Students have access to the library of study sheets, magazines, booklets, books, audio, and videotapes, which number over 20,000 as of 1998. The wealth of information invites others to name any topic for a sheet study, which can be arranged within a matter of minutes if the course isn't already written. Due to the vast resources of the library housed within the facility, the Batesville Church. And we had that ready and available there, and of course, a lot of that I moved up here when we came in, and we've got it in various spots and places around the classrooms, but thanks for doing that and allowing us to do that, because we do refer to it. And we've very steadily go to it. These tape recordings that are the cassette tape recordings that are in there in the children's old nursery there and everything, we have them now identified by number. And when we go to the topic, we know it's number 2398 or something like that. We go to the box, we pull it out, and we've got that material right there that we got to make. Today we can put it onto a cassette and put it into a system that's called Audacity, and we can record it there and then transfer it into a CD, making it available for the next, they say, 50 to 100 years. And so we have noticed that these particular cassette recordings do in time go down. However, we've had less problems with that than other schools have had. And I asked questions about other schools, and we have kept our cassette tapes in these paper boxes, these cardboard boxes, that which the cassette tape came in originally. And they're in those cardboard boxes. They have put their cassette tapes into metal cabinet filing, in metal cabinets. And I wonder what the magnetism on the tape and the metal that they're housed in has had an interaction of effect when they say that they've got less knowledge of, less ability to hear. When mine are still strong, they're still strong, they're still good. Although I can tell that there's a little difference in it, but still not that significant difference in it for that time. But anyway, that's the idea. Here's the philosophy of the school program. There is an earnest desire to help others unable to attend a formal school, college, or university at this time to advance in better service. Now, we have a young man coming tonight to speak who came to study with us from Smithville, Mississippi. He was a high school student in the community there. When two of our students who were graduating high school went over there to preach right after they graduated high school. They were accepted by that congregation as they went over there and tried out. They said, yeah, come on in here. Leslie Grant and Terry Downs went over that way, and Lee White. And they talked with Mickey and worked with him. And he was converted. He was the only one in his family baptized into Christ. And he wanted to come to school. He came to Batesville, began to work in one of the factories there, and that sort of thing, and came to school at night, studied. Had a lot of fellows that would say, you're trying to be a preacher, huh? Holier than thou, all this sort of thing. Went through a lot of those particular questions and statements made. And we gave him some techniques to talk using questions about people. Why would you be this way to me? Why would you say this? Have you never seen this in the Bible? And those kind of questions soon got everything calmed down. He had a lot of studies with those men around that place in that way. But Mickey will tell you tonight regarding the benefit of school on the same about his way. There's no mocking or laughing or demeaning of any student at any time. Every question is important. Our goal is to reach souls for Christ. This is accomplished by those better prepared to teach God's word. We become family and friends for a lifetime as we advance in better service. We hope our sincerity comes through to every reader of this material. And indeed we do. We have a lot of material and lots of stuff that we were able to do. All right. Enough on this time. Let me go down here to show you more this time. When we have these lecture programs to be done, we have this sort of thing to be done. If you would, go back and turn the water off in the baptistry, because it's now up to high enough. And as a result of these particular studies done, choose your sessions to go to. And this is one of the sessions that Sister Dot came to, where we offered a Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, a time in the daytime, and we offered times in the evening time for a while. And she came one of those evening times and said, I want to know more about this Holy Spirit baptism and water baptism. Okay. All right, let me get down to here.
Last year, in October of 2019, we did this particular kind of report. Once again, we do a report every year and send it out to those individuals supportive of the work that we know of and congregations that we know of interested in. And the church over at Pine Bluff Church, out from Tocopola community, this is their sixth year of sending us over $1,000 a year to go in the school program. They believe in, and we often go over that way and do little programs of activity. Last year, I mentioned to my wife, Jane, that the first page of this year's report would be wonderfully different as we thank the anonymous givers who had made the work of this school be funded extra. And I noted, as I go to Kosciuszko, to the campus of Magnolia Bible Center these days, and present the program of instruction used in our Training School Better Service these years, I hope many of the state and beyond will benefit as they involve the training of teacher workers where they live. And thank you for funding the cost of utilizing those buildings, the Wi-Fi system to send the event across America and around the world, even before we reach back home to Crockett, October 16, 2019. Again, funds are available. Enough of your being benefactors with us has helped the Crockett Church to be able to help a number of other needs from the funds which would otherwise have been diverted to this training school for lectureships and discussion needs. And we said thank you again. In a material way, we have been funded for 49 years to help others by having books, shelves, reels, cassettes, the CDs, and now DVDs available. These needs of students are being met without delay, and doing this in a timely way helps the encouragement for any student in the early beginning of study and preparation. We've noted in this regard surprising things to us, you might say, because when you come to a school program and you say, well, we'll have something for you next week. When did you want it? You wanted it when you arrived this week. You wanted it now. So having something available is an encouragement to folks. This was the emphasis of teaching in classes. Those techniques, let's see, about teaching. So joy again to host a teacher seminar on techniques at the Cecil May Jr. Academic Building on the campus of now Magnolia Bible Institute, which is doing so well by offering courses of credit several nights a week, about 25 students throughout Mississippi that continue on there in Kosciuszko. The Training School for Better Service will host the use of this building on Wednesday, October 16th from 10 a.m. till noon, and offer free lunch at Wendy's beside Highway 12 and the bypass for anyone attending with us. Those techniques will feature the how of teaching with practically every age group by an acrostic call we call STING. And I think I've mentioned this to you before at times, and songs to open the class applied to an age group. You can play these songs, you can sing along with them, and sing along with the songs to begin a class of children. Telling the basic ideal of the lesson, which I did this morning with y'all, applied with visual aids appropriate to the age group. Then the interrogatives, the questions, aplenty, are to be used. These questions will help students to be able to discuss with others later than class time. Questions are used in classes over and over. Narratives of examples which illustrate the lesson to appropriate age group. In other words, you wouldn't use an example of Noah unless you were dealing with somebody who's needed that information to do what Noah did
on obeying God, follow his way. And if they were not old enough to know that particular part of it, Noah would be a character, but he wouldn't be a helper to get them to follow God's way. And then going out with the message, telling others out of the class, and any age group can do this, that if you've had a good time in this class today, good time Vacation Bible School, go out and tell others. And bring them in tomorrow night. Be with us tonight. And we emphasize that. One of the finest Bible teachers of this generation is Hugh Fulford of Tennessee. He is our friend of the training school who supplies some of the best written material. He teaches the truth and is so well done in the English grammar, finest English grammar, so students over the internet may read the English and the subject and verb applications. And I noted to them that I would note to them on page 3 one of his particular articles about this, and I did. It's an important matter to be able. Last year, as of October the 1st, 2019, with everything in this report named, $4,228.62. This amount will help the opening, Lord willing, of the new year to begin our 50th year, and that's where we are today. May God richly bless you and continue to bless our 50th year of service upcoming. We have the checks already written for our visitors coming our way tonight. And we have a backup for every one of the events that takes place. And you're glad that that backup is there, because Larry Eric had a conflict today and is noted to me last night he was not able to come and be with us at 10:30. So Robert Rawson is his backup today about the school, and I've got a lot of information from him by way of the school's usefulness in a general way. I'll talk about that in Central America today, how wonderful that has helped the congregations down there in Central America. So anyway, that's the sort of thing that we do. By the way, the website for Training School Better Service-edu.com is ranked number 89 and is in the upper 10% of all the our church company in Florida, which totaled 2,380. We are number 89. And when I got through discussing with them my questions and everything about how to teach and how to work with and train and everything, the man said, Paul said, you got a brother Mark, you'll never have any problem with us when you teach this way. They've given me 14 commendations the way that we teach and work with people who come there to that school program. And they come from all around the world now, so I don't know any longer how many students we have and what usefulness they can make of this material. Some of them will write us and tell us, and most of them simply take it and use it. Had a man in the Philippines who called a telephone number and said, I've taken advantage of copying. He wanted to do some teaching work with preachers and teachers over that way. I have copied and pasted this material onto some pages. And he told me that he had something in the neighborhood of 200 members of the church there in his classes of study. And he said, I want to know what else I can do with them from this school. He said, I love this school and I love the teaching that you do. But he said, what else can I do? And I said, well, if you're on the internet, can you go back to that and go to the page
the opening page, and you'll see on the left-hand side of that a navigator column. It's got all kinds of material that is there, all kinds of pages. Oh, he said, yes, yes, it is right here. He was there on his computer then. Yes, it is right here. I said, if you work a matter with them for 8 or 10 weeks of time on each one of these topics, and we had them from anger to zeal, from A to Z in that particular page, and verses of the Bible that related to each one of those things, then you'll have about a year and a half or 2 years of time involved. That's enough for anybody to have the opportunity to go out and share that message with others and keep it going. He thanked me profusely, hung up, and I've never heard from him again. But I guess he did that. I thought he did that. He wanted to do that, and he told the people there he would do it. And he saw what he could do with it on that page of the topics that he had to work with. Well, brethren, the idea is to help the cause. Now, here in Psalm 87, what do we have? If you would, Brother Travis, read for us the first two verses there of Psalm 87. We're talking about a special place and a special work where the Lord loves. He loves what? The things that come out of Zion, His holy mountain. There is a holy mountain for God's work. If we in this school program do not illustrate what God has said, we're not doing it right. But we illustrate what God has said. These are the words from Zion we're talking about. Important words. Brother Tom, if you would work with verses 3 and 4 of this.
Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia.
Notice the contrast that he will do from something that's good and helpful and to those who were wicked, evil, and disobedient to his will. And in this school program, that's what we do too. We not only try to teach the things that God taught, but we also show them how that error came about. And error is taught by missing this particular point, by going beyond this, by not paying attention to what's written here. And as a result, it hurts people, harms people. And you don't want to do that. You want to teach what God has said and apply it there to what God has said. If you swap out the obedience that they did on the day of Pentecost for a prayer that they would offer, where do you get that prayer being offered for salvation in Acts chapter 2? Well, they can't find that. They look at that chapter and look down that way and can't find that. But they can find where Peter's answered to them, what shall we do? Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you, to your children, notice the rest of us, and to as many afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's the message. And when that message is proclaimed, it conflicts with something else that's not been taught right. Brother Bill, if you'd pick up at verse 5 and 6, 7.
And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there, Selah. as well as the singers and the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee.
They were doing the right things, and God was paying attention all the time to the things going on. He was knowing whether they were serious with their studies or not. And we've noted at this point that this right here is the toughest kind of school there is. When you have to teach yourself, you have to read it yourself and discuss with others yourself, you have to apply your time to it. It's not like going to a class and being taught, and you get to a certain point, we'll pick up here tomorrow and we'll go rest further. It's like I've got to go to this and study from this point on. And it's tough work to do. And not everybody has that personal discipline to do and to change what they do in that regard. But God pays attention to it. He knows. And if you will prayerfully serve Him and faithfully grow in Him, then you'll be the kind of person that you ought to be in the service of God. Brother Tommy, if you would pick up in Psalm 87 at verse number 7, go to the end of the...
That is the last verse.
7 is the last verse of it, yeah. Go to the end of that chapter right there.
Verse 7,
huh? When God had that to be done, and they were doing the right thing and faithful things to Him, He was honored. And when we are today honored in the New Testament, we sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord, Ephesians 5. And that has been a change from the instruments to being the instrument of the heart. And in the heart, we do that to serve the cause of God. Brethren, I thank you for being with us today in the study, and I thank you for, enjoying a little history of where we are. Our 50th year begins today, and we're part of reaching out to it. God bless you all.